The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, it really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hello, Cleaning Nation. This is part one in a two-part episode. Stay tuned for the next episode for part two. Enjoy.
Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with my very special guest, Mary Jed. This young lady started Mary's Promise Clean Home. Mary's Promise Clean Home. I knew I was going to screw that up. Officially August 2020, but she didn't go full-time until November. She serves the residents of Westchester, Pennsylvania. One of the reasons, aside from Mary just being such a...
It's Marie.
God bless. So it's spelled M-A-R-I-E. So I know how to... Anyway, whatever. One of the reasons I'm so excited about having Marie on the podcast is we got to do... She was at our live event a couple of weeks ago. And we, you know, for non-next level clients, we do those. That was the first one I'd done in 3 years. And she just wrung every ounce of knowledge I had in me. Like if I was... which can be frustrating until you see them kicking butt and taking names and like absolutely implementing everything. And it's like, Marie, I will spend all day every day with you and you can ring me out as long as you're doing the work. And literally, I think she's only been in our universe. This is probably one of the quickest times I've had someone on the podcast that we just started with so recently. But she's just made such tremendous forward progress, and she's a single mom, and she's a first generation immigrant for somewhere in Europe that I can't pronounce, so I'll let her say it. And I know we have just a lot of those types of people, and she's gonna be able to encourage y'all in a way that I absolutely can't. So that said, why don't you, Marie, tell us how did you find Cleaning Nation, and what made you say, yeah, I'll get on a plane and hang out with a dozen strangers or whatever in a mansion, you know, 2,000 miles away for money?
Well, the country I originally come from is Czech Republic, Prague, Czech Republic. But I actually listened to your podcasts when I first started cleaning. When I was cleaning on my own, I just had you in my earpods every day. And I followed you on Instagram, you know, and then I actually thought about joining the program back then, but I had a business partner and he was not... open to the idea of getting any coaching because we were so new. He thought we could figure it all out on our own. Later down,
by the
down
way,
the
I'm road. Gonna, because I don't know this person, I'm going to make fun a little bit. And don't tell me who it is because I don't want to, you know, make fun of a specific individual. But just the saying of, we don't know anything about anything. Let's not get help until we know things. Like, what kind of insanity is that to go, I'm completely stupid, I don't want to get any help. It's like, oh, okay, let's do that. See how that works out.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it went. And so I just kept listening, you know, later, like a few months later, I actually got him out of the business. I bought him out and it was just me. But at this point, I kind of felt like I was doing okay. I wasn't sure if I wanted to spend the money on coaching, if I needed the coaching. I just kept listening to your podcast. I started listening to some other podcasts and it was going so well until it wasn't, you know, one day I found myself actually hating my business. Mm. So I was crying at home saying to my boyfriend, I don't want to do this anymore. I feel like I created a monster and I can't get away from this. So because I kept listening to your podcast and I was subscribed to your emails for years, you know, actually probably like 3 years, I kept getting this email, you know, we're doing a live event, schedule a call with Mike, see if you're a good fit. I'm like, I don't know, you know, he's been like around, like somewhere out there. I've known about him for 3 years, but maybe now is the time to at least, you know, have a call and see what this is all about. If this is actually, if it could change my life too. And within that first phone call that we had before the event, I just knew I had to go. Like, I needed to be there. And that weekend changed everything. I remember the first night after, you know, after we hung out that first night, I was thinking like, oh my God, I already have so much clarity. And this is like day one. there's so much more that I need to know. It felt like the first therapy session, and I needed to keep going to therapy. It was amazing. And ever since I came back, I just put everything in motion, you know, everything that you taught us during those 3 days. I took it back with me and I started, you know, doing all the things that you told us that should help our business. And it actually did. You know, it's only been 7 weeks. I've changed pretty much everything I could change about my business. And my life has changed so much in such a short period of time.
Well, first of all, gosh, you gave me goosebumps. Marie, thank you so much for sharing that. A couple of things I love about that. One, I hear all the time in private, rarely, and I'm so glad that you shared it. Do people say it out loud because they're embarrassed or think it's weird? And it's so stupid because it doesn't have to be embarrassing. You can choose to be embarrassed, but it's not an embarrassing statement. I hated my business. I created this monster. I didn't want to do it anymore. Like, we're just so, I think we treat our business like a child sometimes, which more often than not is unhealthy. And saying I hate my child, obviously that's a problem. You know, I've created a monster that now we got a real problem, but our business is not our child, right? And if our business isn't working, cut off an arm or kill it or do whatever you need to do. It's fine. It's not a child. Like, so I love that you just admitted to yourself, because a lot of times when I talk to people, even they admit it, then they soften it. I hate my business. Sometimes I can't do this anymore, but you know, I love cleaning and it's not okay. And they kind of like self-soothe, which I get, like, to get by day to day, you can't just walk around in this devastated state, but you do have to have an honest conversation with yourself every now and again, like, self, I'm miserable. I got it. This isn't going to work. I got to do something different. So love that honesty. And I want to encourage listeners who maybe have those feelings and haven't been as articulate with yourself as Marie was and go, do I really hate my business? Am I miserable? And if I am, let's look at it right in the eyeballs and do something about it, as opposed, because it just feels so gross when you push it under and you're like, it'll be okay. And I've got this and I like this. And you're kind of trying to make it okay. Like, same with a bad relationship. Like, I know he beats me, but I know he loves me and whatever. And we just like make excuses until you go. And then once you get out, you're like, oh my gosh, what was I thinking? Like, you can see so clearly, like, what was I doing? So step one, guys, gals, just be honest with yourself and ideally with other humans, right? Like, I'm so proud of Marie going, yeah, in front of everybody, I hated my business. I don't like it. I was miserable. Like, that's a big girl statement. Until you kind of own that, it's going to be hard to change. So that's the first thing I love. Second, it's just so funny because I obviously had my experience of having lots of guests and attendees that I was trying to worry about. And I was getting to know you guys, you know, so at the end of the first day, I was just exhausted. And if you'd said, what's Marie thinking? I'm like, I don't know. I think she hates me. I was talking too much and she didn't want to be picked. She was picking up none of what I was laying down. So just hearing your perspective, you know, we were probably 12 feet away. You know, I was in my room with my bride, you were in your room. She's having completely different perspectives on what had transpired. And I had thought, oh, I'll get her. Don't worry. By the end of the weekend, I'll get her. I'll win her over. But it's good to know we'd made some inroads earlier than I thought. So just thank you for sharing, because as a human being that puts a lot of time and effort in those events, and that's why we do them so frequently, it's just really encouraging to know that it was so positive. So thank you for that, just personally. That said, back to how we can help our fine listeners. Two things you said, I'm like, oh, I got to get, not me, but I know our listeners want some details. One, you said, I changed everything about my business and that changed everything about my life. Obviously, I'm like, well, you know, it's okay, guys, so that's enough for Marie. We're going to call the pod. You know, people are like, no, tell them, why would you do this to me? So I don't get angry emails. What specifically did you, and I know, but I want to hear, and there's some things I think that you took easily. You're like, that makes sense, done and done. And there's some things you fought me tooth and nail. And guys, gals, one of the beautiful things about Marie is she didn't pull any punches. She thought I was full of crap. She'd tell me in front of everybody, I don't think that's going to work, or that's stupid, or whatever, which I don't love, but I'll take that. And then going and doing the work and getting the results over, oh, Mike, you're a genius. That's great. That's so good. And then doing nothing. So, right. It's there's a biblical proverb about the son that's like the father asks him to do something and the son says he won't do it. And then later changes his mind and goes and does it. And then the other son says he will do it, but he doesn't do anything. Which son should get the reward? It's the son that says no, but actually does it. So just want to encourage you guys, as you're listening to Marie, absorb this tendency to implement. I mean, I've coached thousands of people and you've got to be top 10 of implementers. Like, you know, by the end of the sentence, Marie's like, it's done, which is pretty impressive. Hey, new friend, love that you are here. If you want more Cleaning Nation, more us, you can check us out on YouTube. Similar content, you just get to see each other. It's totally free. Or if you want to say, hey, hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, join our free Facebook group. We love hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. That's what makes it magic. Jump on, we'll see you there. So specifically, what did you change? We'll go business first and then how that affected your life. And I would love to hear, if you can, how you thought it was going to affect your life. Because I think some of the stuff you're like, I'm going to do it, but Mike's an idiot and it's going to blow up and we'll see. So what you changed specifically in your business, kind of how you felt about it. Because I'm guessing some you're like, easy peasy. And others you're like, this is stupid, but I'm going to try it. What you expected your life would be like and what your life is actually like. And if you can answer those questions, that'll be the podcast, girl. That will be huge value.
Okay. Where do I start? that was
yeah, I asked question. Seven questions. Let me go one by one. One, what big changes did you make and how did you feel about them at the time you were making them, good or bad?
So my biggest pain when I came to the event was not having enough staff, not having enough employees because I was cleaning pretty much every day, almost every day. So just the way you taught us, well, you helped me rediscover my core values and look for people with the same core values that I have, which really helped me understand things about me and the way I think about my business and about life and what I'm looking for in the people that work for me. Because before, I thought I had core values, that I set core values, but those were aspirational. Mm. They were not my true core values. No one really remembered what they were. And I just hired people when I thought, oh, this person is good enough. You know, it will do. It's a body. As long as I don't have to go, someone's there. And that always backfired. You know, they either didn't show up for work many times or just did poor work. And then I hired a couple of people that I thought were good, but they only lasted a couple of days and moved on to something else. So I was always in that cycle of not being able to find good, solid employees that would want to stay here and be part of this team and be part of this culture. So the way I interview people now is different. You know, the questions that I ask are different. And I've been able to hire four or five people since we came back. This was only like 6 or 7 weeks ago that we came back from that live event. So my staff has pretty much doubled since then. I also always thought I had to provide full-time work for everyone so that everybody would be happy. You changed my mind about that, and the way we're doing it now makes so much more sense. One thing I did fight you on was my company vehicles.
So we'll talk about that because I love that. But you're saying so much good stuff. I want people to get it. One, on the employees, just to be clear, because there's some of you going out there going, I mean, because there's two problems. One is I don't have enough employees. So there's this much work. You know, I'm holding my hands far apart and I have this many employees. I'm holding my hands shortly apart for those of you on the podcast, not in the video. That's one problem. Another problem is I have the right headcount, the wrong people or the wrong schedule. So just so you guys know, Marie wasn't like cleaning on her own or by herself or like with one helper. She technically had enough people, but I still remember asking like, what's your headcount? And you're like six. Cause I was trying to be like, why are you still cleaning? And I'm like, well, that's enough cleaners that you shouldn't be cleaning. So the next obvious question is how many do you trust or do a good job or show up? She's like one. So it wasn't the quantity, and maybe you have 12 now and you needed 12, but you could have been out of cleaning with six of the right people, but six of the wrong people, you know, bad employees, you can hire them by the dozen. Doesn't, if they're not going to show up or do a bad job, it doesn't matter. So for all of you guys out there, I don't want you to hear like, it's not just about getting enough people. Cause sometimes we think it's simple. Well, I've got one people and I'm cleaning. So if I just hire another, it'd be great. It's like, yeah, it's a little more than that. You really do need a system that you can have all the people you need and coming in all the time, not just the next guy. So for Marie, it wasn't as much quantity. It was probably 30% quantity. I think you're understaffed, but it was really 70% quality. Like had you had quality people, yes, you'd have been out. Yeah. So
I technically had enough bodies, I think, but I
just, yeah, if you just did the math, well, how many hours of cleaning and how many people, and you divided by, you know, 30 hours a week or whatever, you had plenty of cleaners, but they were all flaky. So it's like, well, what are we doing? And then last thing, I want to comment on what Marie said about the core values. I still remember that, Marie. I remember the couch we were on as a group outside. I remember the sun in my face. I remember where everyone was sitting. It was such a great moment because that was one of the best core values discovery session for everybody, not just you. Like I was just loving watching. Because again, we came with either have no core values or just like she said, aspirational core values. This is what I want my company to be, which is great, but it's not who Marie is. The core value she has now is who she is as a person. And I felt just at that, I'm like, I know you guys all the way deep down. Because just with those 4 to 6 to 8 words that I know, that's who you are. So guys, gals, if you haven't taken the time, get a coach, try it on your own, whatever, really get your core values and own them. And that changed everything, right? Now you've got, before you had 5, 6 employees, you trusted one, and now you've got however many you need.
Nine.
You trust 8 or 9, fair?
Yes.
Okay. Core values, people. All right. That said, so that was the easy one. You're like, okay, that was the fun one that you said. I'm like, I like this. This feels good. I'm going to do it. Now let's talk about the hard one. You're like, this doesn't feel good. I don't like this, but you still did it.
Yeah. I had 2 company vehicles that I just put a beautiful wrap on last year. You know, it cost me almost $5,000. And one of the wraps got taken off yesterday, and I dropped off the other vehicle this morning to take it off as well, so I can sell them this coming weekend. That was something I did not like to hear. I did not want to do that. But, you know, after, hearing it from you many times and then doing my own math, you know, throwing it in an Excel spreadsheet, it makes so much more sense financially not to have those vehicles. And it's already been a lot less of a headache not having to manage it and, you know, giving my employees credit cards for gas and scheduling oil changes and all of that. It's just like, it's so much easier not having it.
And it's one of those things too, that's one of the themes, because we just got a Tesla recently. One of the people at the event had a Tesla, so we were nerding out on Teslas the whole time. Funny, I thought like, oh, it's going to be so great not having to go to a gas station, you know, just being able to charge it whenever. And I never even noticed it anymore. But if I did have to go to a gas station, I'd be furious. Like, are you kidding me? I'm going to stop. I think the same thing with a car is like, so for the first week or two, you might be like, oh my gosh, so much easier. And then you'll just be like, your life will just be better. And you may not even notice it. Like, oh, I just have more time and focus. And it'll become native and very quickly. And then the other thing with getting an electric car, I mean, Tesla, I don't know what the other ones are like. We immediately were like, oh, I remember because we had a Mercedes that my wife would drive, and I'd get back on Mercedes. I'm like, oh, this is ridiculous. There's a dash and it's not all clean. The screen's not even huge. Like you start until you go back. So I just want to encourage you, everybody, once you start making these changes with employees and having good core values and having cars and just doing everything right, you get used to it pretty daggum quickly, which is good, because then if you ever go back, it feels wrong. Like if you get employed, it's not a core values match. Like, oh, no way. Like, so the good news is I don't think is painful or uncomfortable, probably is a better word, as it was to make these changes. The cool thing is now when you look back, you're like, oh my gosh, that looks asinine in the rearview mirror. So it's not like drugs where like, I'm tempted to go back. I think you're like, no, I get it. I'm out. I'm just moving forward. Is that a fair assessment, or am I being crazy on you?
Yes. That is absolutely how it is. Yeah.
So we can do one more thing that you change in your business, or we can go right to how your life's changed, because I want people to see the difference between, so what, you sold some cars and got some core values and hired better people. What a big deal. If those are the main ones, let's talk about how your life is now, or if there's any other big one, you're like, oh, you know, Cleaning Nation needs to hear this before we move on, let me know.
One thing that you helped me with is also really understanding my numbers, you know, and what it is. If I have this goal, what do I need to do to get there? Because I've signed up for coaching before, you know, and it just kind of didn't work out for me. I guess I didn't know what questions to ask specifically, but you have like a clear outline of this is where you are, and this is what you need to do to get where you want to be. So that has been a huge help for me as well. When I was cleaning every day, you know, I was feeling stressed because I had to clean. But on the days that I didn't have to clean, I kind of didn't know what to do with my time, because I didn't know what my focus should be. What should I do next? Like, I didn't know what the goal was. Like, of course, like everybody wants to just work less and make more money, but like what it is really that I need to do, where am I now? So that has been another huge help for me.
And man, you're saying all the things I hear. You're such a good guest, Marie, because this is exactly what I hear kind of in private that, you know, obviously I'm not going to make people share without their consent, but needs to be heard in public. So I promise you there's thousands of people out there listening going, I feel that way.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share it with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now, 602-932-6431. Give me a text, say hey, can't wait to meet you.